not you, go to a woman and lesbian, she comes to my phone, tell us there was a severe discrimination raised. We did not have to wait to get to the raised issues. The deficiency that has come up in this conference underlines our own contributions as underlines our own continuing passivity. Also, partly in response to Jessica and spirit of constructive criticism, we are always learning about areas that are beyond our immediate experience. It is the white feminist who learns specifically about third world women, black feminism, and areas and other areas beyond our immediate experience. Only then can we respond, not by merely watching black women become enraged, but by becoming enraged ourselves.
Can you hear me? Gerda Lerner? All right. the question of the connection of women of different races and classes in historical perspective. I'd like to share with you a piece of law of women's history, which to most of you, I think, will be totally new. In 1946, 100 women's organization representatives met at Toll House in Chicago and founded an organization affiliated with the International Women's Movement called the Congress of American Women. This Congress of American Women was made up of black and white women, of women of other minority and ethnic groups, and it was affiliated with the International Women's Movement that then arose as an outcome of World War II in all of the countries of Western Europe, in Asia, and Africa. A year later, we met in a meeting in New York. I was on the executive committee, and this was the start of my feminist activities. We met in a meeting such as this, and I'm glad to say, or sorry to say, many of the same questions and issues presented themselves in similar ways. We constructed and built together a unified movement in which black and white women, some in separate organizations and some jointly, mostly now separate places, but meeting together in regional coalitions. We had 18 national chapters, carried on our work, and don't get the impression that it was easy and simple. We carried on the struggle against racism jointly, and we grew, the white women involved, grew to the extent that we were capable, and we learned. This movement was destroyed and vanished through the red baiting of the FBI and the federal government, which forced us to register as a foreign-nominated organization in the movement that started the Cold War. The loss of our inability to defend ourselves against this was the loss not just to black women or to white women or to middle class women. It was the loss to the progressive movement, to the working class movement, to the radical and socialist movement in the United States. We did not know how to make the connection. I could go on and give you the same story about the 19th century feminist movement and its inability. All right, I will stop.
Yes, I
think so. Well, may I go on then?
Yes.
I don't want to take too much time. All right. The 19th century feminist movement did not understand on the issue of sexuality first that it could not separate itself off from the radical. And so it read out of its movement with Frances Reich and Elizabeth Cady Stanton when she became a sexual radical. And Victoria Woodhull, when she was a sexual radical, and it went in the conservative direction. It then coupled this by the inability to understand the connection between race and feminism, and it cut itself off from its sisters in the black movement. And it went its own lonesome way, focusing on liberal reform or how to get into the system. Well, it got into the system all right, but it saddled all of us with the responsibility of solving these problems 80 years later. We're back where we were then, and why? Because we did not understand the connection between our self-interest as white people, as black people, as whoever we may be as women, our self-interest, which must be that we cannot build a movement to change this society unless essential and integral to this movement is the fight against racism. Not for them, for God's sake, for us. There is no way that we can have a change in this society in which feminist goals can be reached if we include black women or Spanish American women on the side because they're there and they're asking us to. This is utter nonsense. This is not understanding the integral connection that exists between the institutions that oppress us, from the old church institutions, from the law, from the government and the men who hold power in it, and the institutions that oppress colonials and that caused the rupture that has broken the connection between the American women's we might have continued jointly, but which was broken by simply the same forces that gave us Vietnam.
Doesn't enable us to spend very much time talking with each other, except through this microphone and two-minute limitations and a type of pluralistic democracy saying, yes, everybody can say whatever they want, but there's really no way to get past that with each other, is a very painful thing for me to see coming from feminists, because I thought that theory was made not only out of action in the world, but out of a way of processing that action that enabled us to reflect with one another in some really significant fashion. Susan Griffin, in the beginning of her book, Woman and Nature, The Roaring Inside Us, talks about the fact that the Chinese have a figure in calligraphy for thinking, which is a combination of the words heart and mind. And it strikes me that if, in fact, we're able to share with one another in some way that didn't leave us so trembling with the microphone, those things that we felt and thought, we get a lot further to developing feminist theory that we need.
I would like to officially close the conference, although there are other things going on for the rest of the evening, which we hope everybody will share in and continue talking, continue some of the dialogue or make more of the dialogue. I think we can all thank each other for the ideas, the pieces of our lives and our work that we attempted to sort of put out and exchange with each other and recognize some of the excitement of that, a lot of limitations of that, that we can all go away from here, I hope, taking a lot of things with us, a lot of things to think about, a lot of things to talk to our friends about, people we work to about, and then go on to act.